USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The president has signed an order forcing meat plants to stay open. Many processing plants have been forced to close due to the spread of COVID-19. Advocates for plant workers now worry they'll risk exposing themselves to the virus inside the processing plants. The president says he's focused on limiting the liability of their employers to be sure that beef, chicken, and pork remain available in the grocery stores.
Taking the liability, which frees up the entire system.
The president has also been talking to governors about reopening states, but Dr. Anthony Fauci has a warning.
If we are unsuccessful or prematurely try to open up and we have additional outbreaks that are out of control, it could be much more than that. It could be a rebound to get us right back in the same boat that we were in a few weeks ago.
This is USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell says he would join Democrats in supporting money for state and local governments in the next stimulus. But he tells Fox News he'll also need to see liability protection for businesses that are reopening.
We have to have businesses brave enough to open up again, employees brave enough to go back to work. And I'm glad to see that some of the states are beginning to move in the direction of reopening.
President Trump says he'd like to see the White House Coronavirus Task Force get going on school openings. In Atlanta, Mayor Keisha Lansbottom says safety has to come first.
Perhaps if there is some way that we can separate our kids and keep our kids and our teachers safe, then I would support that, but I'd love to see what the public health officials have to say.
Ford has posted a first quarter net loss of $2 billion, blaming nearly all of it on the coronavirus and the closure of most of its factories. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
A documentary about a former First Lady is about to be released. With more, here's USA Radio's Chris Barnes.
The documentary feature about former First Lady Michelle Obama, the existence of which has been kept a top secret for months, is going to be made available worldwide on Netflix on the 6th of May. Titled Becoming, after the memoir, which published in late 2018, it offers a rare up-close look at Obama's life, taking viewers behind the scenes as she embarks on a 34-city tour to promote her book. In the memoir, which topped the nonfiction bestseller lists worldwide when it was released, Mrs. Obama writes of her childhood and upbringing, her marriage and family, and her time in the White House. Nadia Hallgren, a documentary cinematographer from the Bronx, directed the film.
One Florida senator says we should be patient with the Paycheck Protection Program as we work through a few technical problems. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has more.
The Paycheck Protection Program is up and accepting loans from small businesses. Now, this wasn't without a few glitches on Monday, but according to a Republican senator from Florida, Marco Rubio, glitches are bound to happen.
There's going to be some challenges, guys. This thing is restarting. There are a lot of applications, a lot of built-up demand, but they're doing the best they can to pace the applications so we can get as many businesses as possible and to as many lenders as possible.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.